USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. A CDC report released Friday finds a rise in hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC Friday, we need more data to tell for sure if Delta is really more dangerous to kids than other strains.
More children are getting infected, and therefore more of them are going to get hospitalized. We are struggling to get enough data to be able to make a determination of whether or not, as you said, per number of kids infected, is you getting, relatively speaking, more that are requiring hospitalization. We don't know that yet.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying this week the best ways to make sure kids don't get COVID are vaccines and masks. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules on Friday that pro-life groups can't, for now, sue groups like Planned Parenthood. A new Texas law allows civil suits against abortion providers, but Planned Parenthood sought a temporary restraining order. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following Friday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August, analysts expecting about 720,000, though. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, from the jobs report. Wages rise 17 cents an hour, and the unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. That's still higher than the pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%, though. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan. Dozens of women protesting in Kabul on Friday. A similar protest held the day before in another Afghan city, Herat. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The man known as the QAnon Shaman pleads guilty. Arizona's Jacob Chansley pleading guilty Friday to unlawfully obstructing an official proceeding. The felony carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. Chansley, the man seen in pictures wearing a Viking helmet, a fur vest, and face paint at January's Capitol Hill riot. Alaska Airlines announces a new employee vaccine policy. Tim Berg has more.
All new hires for Alaska Airlines must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before they fly with the company. Airline officials implementing the new policy moving forward, which also extends to subsidiaries like Horizon Air. Current employees who remain unvaccinated will have to take part in a new vaccine education program and will be tested regularly as part of the company's new safety protocols. Unvaccinated workers will also no longer have access to special COVID-19 paid time off for infection or exposure. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Banksy shredded painting comes back. Wendy King explains.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.